First of all, before we get to the Torah reading this morning, I want to say Mazal Tov to our Torah reader, Jay Harwit, who is standing right over there. This is the 50th anniversary of his bar mitzvah, and he can still read the Torah. So may that happen to all our B'nai mitzvahs, that they can still read the Torah after their 50th anniversary. Now, let me ask you a question. What did Abraham's father do for a living? He made idols. How do we know this? How do we know this? It doesn't say that in the Torah. Nope. It doesn't say anything about it in the Torah. You know that whole story about how Abraham broke his father's idols? It is not in the Torah. And if this surprises you, you need to come to synagogue more often. Because it's a story that the rabbis tell, but it's not in the Torah itself. And in fact, if you read the Torah carefully, you will discover something amazing, which is God tells Abraham to go. And we imagine that Abraham was where? Anybody remember where Abraham came from? Where did he come from? Ur Kasdim. And he had to travel over the Fertile Crescent to get, in the end, to Israel. But at the end of last week, what you find out is that his father, Terach, dies halfway along the journey. That Terach took his family part of the way to Israel, even though he never got to Hebron, where Abraham ends up, which means, whether he was an idol maker or not, and it doesn't say, but that means that Abraham's journey to Israel was not taken. It says, you know, go from your father's house and so on. It means his father brought him a good part of the way. I bring this up, first of all, because poor Terach gets a bad rap. And it's not entirely fair that we think so badly of Abraham's father. And don't think at all about Abraham's mother, but we'll talk about that another time. But also because I think that the Torah is teaching us something that is very true in many of our lives, which is that we assume that we do things by ourselves without realizing how much of what we do is dependent on what our parents already did for us. Children tend to think that what they accomplish is only theirs, but when you become a parent, you realize how much of what a child can do is dependent on what the parents have given them. And then you start to think about how much what you've done is dependent on what your own parents have given you. And I think that Abraham is here in part to teach us this lesson, because we assume that he's journeying only on his own. But in fact, Terach is responsible for part of the journey of the Jewish people, even though, like a lot of parents, maybe he doesn't get as much respect as he should get, and all people ever remember about him is he made idols and Abraham broke them, and nobody remembers that he actually took Abraham half of the way to Eretz Israel. So on this day, when we celebrate Abraham and Sarah and the beginning of the Jewish people, it is good to remember that almost no great act, almost no great person has not received an enormous amount from his or her parents that enables them to do what it is they do in the end. And so we ourselves should also feel grateful, not only as parents, but also as children, for everything that we receive. And maybe, like Abraham and Sarah, we'll be able to live up to the legacy that was given to us. And with that, let's invite everybody in.